News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week. Time to get happy. I woke up this morning. Eeyore was in the house. It's like, no. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a great day. We got to get happy, a little Pharrell. And another good reason to get happy is because right now I have Adrienne Maygarden with me in the house talking about Sacred Heart Foundation and a big event that's coming up that if you go to this event, you're guaranteed to be happy, okay? So there's no way around it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm so glad you're here, Adrienne. Tell me everything.
Absolutely. I am happy to be here, Meg. Thank you so much. It is a beautiful day.
Yes.
We are coming down on our inaugural Wine on the Water event.
I know. Ooh. This is a new one, and I get goosebumps when you talk about it because it really sounds like a blast.
That's wonderful. I get goosebumps, too. Yeah. It is incredible. We've got an amazing board. We have amazing community members, so many individuals that have been so supportive of this inaugural event. So it is March 22nd,
okay,
this Saturday.
I know. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
It's coming up.
All 1 right. to 4 p.m. at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. We have more than 49 vendors.
No kidding.
Yes. We've got some of our local favorites and then also favorites across the region. We've got wine tastings.
Mm-hmm.
We have a beer garden. We have mocktails.
Oh, now you're talking.
Restaurants. So we've got seafood, something sweet, a little bit for everyone.
Uh-huh.
But if you really don't want to partake in any of that, we have a nice croquet and rosé tournament on the field of the Wahoo Stadium.
Excuse me, croquet and rosé in Pensacola?
Where are we?
I love that. I've never heard that done here.
Yeah, I love it.
That's great.
We've got entertainment. Mm-hmm. And then across Pensacola Bay, we are also being able to showcase the inaugural GL52 race weekend.
So, wow.
Yes.
That's going to be phenomenal.
There's about 8 GL52 sailboats that are racing all weekend. We're super excited to host our inaugural event with their inaugural race weekend. So
very cool.
There's something for everyone.
Sounds like it. So
yes.
You can croquet while you're watching the sailing and have a lovely time drinking wine and tasting
yes.
the food. Yes. She put her the little despicable finger right by the mouth there. Yes, darling. So this is cool. And it's going to be at the Wahoo Stadium
yes.
outside.
You
so
bet.
It'll be beautiful.
It should be 72 and sunny. We are being watched for by
I know.
The beautiful weather. So
you become an amateur meteorologist when you do an outdoor event. You're always constantly watching
the wind, the sun.
Exactly.
Yes.
What percent is the rain chance? But it looks gorgeous for Saturday, right?
It's going to be stunning. Yes.
Good,
tickets. They're going fast.
Well, where do you get tickets? And tell us everything.
Yes. Visit Wow, W-O-W, Pensacola.com. VIP tickets are sold out, but we have general admission tickets for sale.
Okay, how much are those?
$150.
Okay.
For 3 hours of unlimited tastings, entertainment, you name it.
Food, wine, everything.
Yes. We are coming together as a community and pouring love back into our community.
So for people to understand that this just isn't a party or soiree because it is a great cause, Sacred Heart Foundation. Some folks, of course, we know about Sacred Heart. It's been here for, well, tell us more about the Sacred, you're the president of the Sacred Heart Foundation. So for someone that maybe doesn't know what y'all do and what you're about, describe the organization.
Yeah.
Like, this is where the money's going because this money that's spent, as I understand it, is going to go directly back into the community.
100%.
So, and I know personally, I shared a personal story that I benefited from the help of Sacred Heart Foundation after a major surgery many years ago, but it made a huge difference in my life. And I got a letter saying that my bill had been taken care of by the foundation. I started crying.
Oh.
I didn't see it coming. I had no idea. So I know that you help people individually, and I know that you do even more. So talk a little bit about that. Because
yes.
This organization, obviously, I have so much gratitude to the foundation for its existence personally, mm-hmm. but then I know of other people and other organizations that have been helped too.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you for sharing that story, Meg. That's probably the highlight of my job is being able to hear the stories of the people that we impact. I know it. I see it every single day.
It was life-changing for me.
Yes. And that is why the foundation exists. We are the fundraising arm of Sacred Heart Hospital and the Studer Family Children's Hospital. 100% of the dollars we raise are poured right back into the life-saving care that we provide each and every day for every person that enters our doors. Ultimately, we want to ensure that every person in our community has access to the best care,
mm-hmm.
the best technology, the best innovation, facilities, and programs, regardless of their ability to pay. And that is why the foundation exists. Proceeds from this weekend are helping support women and children's services. So Sacred Heart, many people don't know that. We deliver 4,700 babies each and every year.
Wait, run that by me again. How many?
4,700
babies. Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
And so we get to be a part of people's journey, the most special day in their lives. And we're also home to the only high-risk pregnancy center across Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. So every single day we have 30 women that are in our high-risk unit that are with us for 2 weeks, sometimes 6 months at a time.
No idea.
We are their home. Truly through their pregnancy. And then beyond that, we have the Studer Family Children's Hospital, the only children's hospital in Northwest Florida, where we provide everything from NICU care to cancer care to chronic illness, you name it. We are here for every mom and every child in our community because of our community.
I had an opportunity last year with the leadership class to take a tour of the children's hospital, and they have the rooms all decorated for kids, and they have just animals and frogs and pictures and paintings, and they had these service dogs that are there for the kids too. And I was thinking, wait a minute, why don't they have this peaceful, beautiful atmosphere in a regular hospital, right? Because I could use a little tree in my room to make me feel safe, and a bunny rabbit and all that good stuff. It was like, wait a minute, this is adult. Could use this too, you know. But it was just such a healing, warm, loving environment to help the children feel safe. Mm-hmm. And the minute I walked in there, I felt that. And yes. It's really remarkable.
For pediatric care, you have to spend a lot of time in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to create a place just for kids. And it's not just care for children. You're caring for their parents, their siblings, their classmates, their, you know, baseball friends, you name it. You're caring for the community around the child. And ultimately, all of those pretty elements, the dogs, the underwater scenes, we call mm-hmm. that positive distraction. But ultimately, what that really means, it's a fancy word to mean, we don't want children to know that they're in a clinical environment.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to know that they're in a healing space, that they don't have to be afraid, and that they're over in the Studer Family Children's Hospital, 600 people that dedicate their lives to caring for your child when your child needs care.
Mm-hmm. And it's so heartbreaking when you see the little children that are hurting and suffering, but at the same time, when they're there and then see their smiles on their face because if someone's there making them laugh or forget about why they're there, then like you said, it's positive distraction. I like that phrase.
Yes. Our children are resilient. Kids get sick quickly, they heal quickly, and to be able to enter their room and see through it all the smiles on their face,
mm-hmm.
faces, it is amazing. It certainly puts life into perspective, what truly matters.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm talking this morning with Adrienne Maygard, and she is president of the Sacred Heart Foundation as we get ready for the big Wine on the Water event this Saturday. If you have a question about Sacred Heart Foundation or possibly the event, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk with Meg. We will be back in just a minute after the break to hear more about Sacred Heart Foundation. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here this morning with Adrienne Maygard with Sacred Heart Foundation, talking about the big event this Saturday.
Yes.
Tell me more.
I love it. So Sacred Heart Foundation, 100% of proceeds this weekend are helping support a mom today and her child's tomorrow. We are super excited about our inaugural Wine on the Water event this Saturday. It'll be a beautiful day. But I think what's even more special is that the community is coming together
mm-hmm.
to pour back into women and children in our community. We have 449 vendors.
That's a lot. But 49 is huge.
Clearly, I'm manifesting something here.
Typically, you'll have like 20, but you have almost 50 vendors.
You bet.
So when you say vendors, what do you mean? You mean like?
So we've got wine coming from 24 vendors, Gamba Vineyard. We have Pinta Tequila, Reynolds Winery, Duckhorn Wine Company.
Oh, my goodness.
So we've got mocktails from Pearl and Horn for our friends that do not want to
drink
wine.
Well, I love that.
You bet. And we know we've got friends that also love beer. So we've got an incredible beer garden with 10 breweries. We have local favorites like Perfect Plain, Pensacola Bay Brewery. And then we've got some regional favorites like Grayton Brewery, as well as Oyster City, Wicked Weed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can't forget the food in Pensacola. We've got some incredible restaurants.
No doubt about that.
So joining us are Bodacious, Harry Roy, Greek's Catering, Brother Fox, Fish House. And then we've got some favorites across our region, Murder Point Oysters,
Ooh.
Perch. And then you know you're going to have a little bit of a sweet tooth
mm-hmm.
afterwards. So Bubba's Sweet Shop is joining
Yay.
Us. Yay! Wim Cotton Candy, Crisola's, Peter Brook. So there is a little bit for everyone.
It sounds like it.
Yes.
And it's how long? From what time?
1 to 4 p.m.
That's not enough time. If I'm going to get to 49 spots, that's not enough time. So I got to start running. I have to bring my jogging
shoes.
You'll
get your steps in.
That's right.
And you can earn all the food there.
That's right. My goodness. But what's cool is the sailing event going on at the same time.
It is amazing. Yes. So we planned one on the water at the same weekend as the inaugural GL52 race weekend. So GL52 is a spinoff of American Magic. We've got 8 sailing boats from really north of America,
mm-hmm.
and they're coming into Pensacola. They're investing in our community, and they're racing their first race,
That's
Pensacola's
so
Cup.
Exciting.
So exciting.
I just love it.
Yeah, so you're getting the best of Pensacola right there in the Wahoo Stadium,
mm-hmm.
and then also a new treasured favorite, which is American Magic and GL52.
It's going to be a great event. The weather's going to be perfect. So how much are tickets, and where can they get them?
Yes. General admission tickets are $150. You have access to all of the vendors throughout the evening or throughout the day, and they can be purchased at wowpensacola.com.
Okay, wowpensacola.com. That's
yes.
the perfect name for this event.
I know.
Wow.
We're looking to wow our community.
No doubt
and
about it.
And they have truly wowed us with their support.
Excellent. Okay, so Adrian, tell me a little bit about Sacred Heart Foundation. We touched on it earlier, but in case someone just joined us, everyone's familiar with Sacred Heart Hospital, but a lot of people don't know about the foundation and what you do for the community. How long has it been around?
So the Sacred Heart Foundation has just celebrated 40 years.
Wow.
It is incredible. We are the fundraising arm of Sacred Heart. We ensure that the best equipment, the best technology, innovation, facilities, caregivers, and programs are available to every patient in their time of need.
Mm-hmm.
100% of your donation is restricted to the area and mission of your choosing.
Okay.
So you can have a direct impact in what matters most to you.
So what are some of the choices?
Absolutely. So you can support Studer Family Children's Hospital,
mm-hmm.
ensuring care is available to every child. You can support capital investments, technology. We have the community's only ECMO program.
What's that?
So ECMO is truly life-saving care. It is a heart and lung bypass.
Mm-hmm.
It is available for neonates as all the way to adults.
Wow.
And it is truly the last life-saving measure that we can provide individuals that have heart and lung issues, where prior to a year ago, there was nothing that we could do for children. We hope to be able to transfer them to Gainesville for life-saving care, but sometimes they would not make it through transport.
Now,
because of donor support, we're able to provide that care right here for every child and every family and
That's
every future.
Incredible. That's congratulations. That's
yes.
incredible. That's incredible.
We also have an amazing facility dog program.
Yes, that's why I got to meet some of the yes. dogs last year.
So we started that program through the investment of Impact 100.
Mm-hmm.
We funded 4 dogs, and we thought the facility dogs would change the lives of our pediatric patients. And they have.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have found is that truly, they're impacting our caregivers.
I was going to say the staff,
yes,
too. Just
yes.
having them there as emotional support, because it's got to be tough.
It is. We celebrate a lot, but we also mourn.
Mm-hmm.
And so to know that there's, you know, a furry friend through the hard days has been just such a gift. And then also these dogs receive 2 years of training, and they are trained to go to the individual that emotionally needs them.
Oh, boy.
So they walk into a room. And they don't go to mom. They don't go to a child. They go to mom, dad, caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the ones that are holding it together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they know what their child is fighting.
Oh, you're going to make me tear up with that story.
Yes. Oh. So it's a life-saving, such a gift. You know, we think it's fun and furry, but it's not. It's truly changing the emotional outcomes of our children, our families, and our caregivers.
That's huge. So that is there's so many different things that you do. I know that you also give individual support.
We do.
Which is really remarkable because sometimes you just don't have the money to make up the difference after insurance or for maybe even uninsured. I don't know if I'm guessing.
Oh, we do. Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Ultimately, regardless of who enters our doors, we say yes. Mm-hmm. And we say yes because of donor support, our community support. I cannot speak enough about our community and how they truly care. I moved here 16 years ago, and everyone said this community is special. And over 16 years, I've learned exactly how special they are.
I agree.
It's because they step up when their neighbor, their friend, their family needs help.
No doubt about it. I 100% agree, 1,000% agree with that. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Adrienne May Garden from Sacred Heart Foundation. Feel free to text in a question or a concern or maybe even a comment. Maybe Sacred Heart Foundation has helped you. 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Apologies. Apparently my mic was on, so I don't know how much of all that conversation you heard, but hopefully it wasn't too bad. But we did get a comment about the dogs, so I want to make sure that people understand. So, Adrienne, tell us about the dogs.
Absolutely. I think the question was about allergies. The dogs do come hypoallergenic.
Thank goodness. I actually think
that's a great question. When we started the program, there were a lot of questions about allergies, hypoallergenic, how do you keep a clinical space? And yes, all good, great questions. But yes, they do. They're bred to be hypoallergenic.
Okay. So we have this big event coming up with Sacred Heart Foundation this Saturday. One more time, the details, how people can get tickets.
Absolutely. The inaugural Wine on the Water event is held this Saturday, March 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. General admission tickets are $150 and can be purchased at wowpensacola.com.
Okay, so this is a great organization. 100% of the proceeds are going to be benefiting all the different resources that we've already talked about this morning.
Yes.
What is your favorite part about being affiliated with this organization for you personally, Adrienne?
My favorite part of working with Sacred Heart Foundation is that I get to work with the most generous individuals that want to change the lives of individuals throughout our community, and that I get to be able to support individuals, children, families through their hardest days, that they do not have to seek care, whether that's life-changing, life-saving, life-altering diagnosis alone.
Mm-hmm.
They are supported through incredible caregivers, our incredible community that comes alongside them to support them through their journey.
So in addition to the big event this weekend, if somebody wanted to get involved with Sacred Heart Foundation, do you take other donations all the time, volunteers anyway? How can people support you?
Absolutely. So you kind of asked, how can you make a difference at Sacred Heart? And the answer is simple. You can make a difference throughout every aspect of Sacred Heart's care, patient care journey. Truly, there are so many ways to get involved. You can volunteer your time. We have volunteers throughout the hospital. You can give toys and diapers and other things throughout our caregiving experience. So there's so many ways to make a difference. Our website is givesacredheart.org. You can learn more and get involved.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay. So one more time, how they could givesacredheart.org.
But if you
want tickets for the event this Saturday, which is 1 to 4 at the Wahoo Stadium, I'm intrigued by the 49 vendors.
Plus
the sailing, and it's going to be outdoors. It's going to be an amazing event. And where can they get the tickets?
Wowpensacola.com. We are here to wow the community, and the community has certainly wowed us.
Fantastic. Wowpensacola.com. This is Sacred Heart Foundation. When talking this morning with Adrienne May Garden, who's the president of the foundation. Thank you so much for being here, Adrienne. It was great to hear all about this event that's coming up and all that you do with Sacred Heart. We really appreciate what y'all do for the community.
Thank you,
and
Meg.
For individuals as well. So.
It's an honor.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, defendable, 850-437-1620.